Scripture reading, Psalm 56, verses 1 through 4 and 8. Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Devotional. Conflicts are stressful and painful. At worst, they can even be violent and destructive. Yet they also have the potential to lead us into intense and powerful spiritual encounters. They are more than a disruption in our otherwise peaceful life. Why? Because they lead us into uncertainty, a loss of control, and a deep sense of disorientation. And that can be good. The pages of Scripture describe David as a man after God's own heart. What few realize, however, is how closely this characteristic is connected to the way he handled loss, disappointments, and conflicts, even when his very life was threatened. David often spoke and sang about his hardships and difficult relationships. For him, they were vehicles of God's revelation. We observe this in the book of Psalms, which includes many prayers and hymns written by David, and remains one of the most beloved books of the Bible. More than half of the 150 Psalms are laments that give voice to the hard, difficult aspects of life. Scholar Walter Brueggemann has rightly noted that pain and suffering is the center of the three-part pattern we see in Psalms. Orientation, in which life makes sense and we enjoy God. Disorientation, in which we are hurt, suffering, and wondering where God is. New orientation, in which God breaks in and we meet Him in a new way. God assures us of His love and passion for us. He is committed to bringing each of us into a new orientation, a new place with Him, so that He can do a new thing in us and for us. But in order to get there, we have to be willing to go through disorientation. Question to ponder. When was the last time God led you into a season of disorientation that ultimately resulted in a new orientation with fresh insights and growth? Prayer. Lord, I am much more likely to try to avoid pain and conflict than walk into it. Grant me the grace and trust I need to wait on you, especially through hard times, sorrows, and relational stress. Help me to stay with you through my disorientation so that I might receive the new things you want to do in and through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.